It's been 2 weeks since West Coast ports reopened after a 10-day shutdown. The Bush administration invoked the Taft-Hartley Act to get carriers and union dock workers to observe an 80-day cooling-off period. The labor dispute left crates of fresh fruits and vegetables, milk and cottage cheese stranded on ships and docks. There's still a backlog, and some of the perishables might not get to supermarkets in time to sell them. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, that's good news for food banks across the country.
Tons of bananas, fresh off the boats, have been going to food pantries from the West Coast to as far away as New York. 25,000 pounds of the fruit were donated to the LA Regional Food Bank alone, courtesy of Del Monte. That's 450 cases of prime bananas imported from Ecuador, unbruised and so fresh they're still green.
I'm going to sit there and watch and wait for them to ripen.
Mike Shaw was giddy over the bananas at the LA Food Bank's warehouse. He helps feed impoverished men recovering from substance abuse who rarely get to eat so much high-quality fresh fruit. The produce that ends up in food pantries often has bruises or brown leaves, and donated dairy products typically are just about to expire. So for Shaw and other charity workers, the port shutdown was something of a blessing in disguise.
It's making the best of a bad situation. I mean, there's so many people in Los Angeles that are hungry. It's just unbelievable. And there are people that are just kind of trying to get back on their feet and they need help. It's really good to think of those people.
While forklifts unloaded crates of food at the warehouse, Father Phil Van Linden picked up several big boxes of donated bananas for about 60 needy families at his church in L.A. He's glad the food companies didn't just dump out the cargo that was likely to wilt or rot before reaching its destination. Bananas, for instance, have a shelf life of only 2 or 3 weeks.
And to have all this food go to waste would have been a terrible thing. So to give it to this food bank, and therefore to the families on the street, that's what I mean by a wonderful gesture.
It's also a tax write-off and good PR for the food companies, notes LA Regional Food Bank spokesman Darren Hoffman, who was hoping for something like this.
Yeah, it was always in the back of our mind. We were thinking, you know, okay, well, if it stays out there long enough, then there's going to be some kind of produce out there that, you know, usually you're trying to export or import. You might be looking at pineapples from Hawaii or something. Those could be sitting out there. So we're kind of daydreaming about what could be out there, and we might be able to get some of it. We're expecting to get some more in, actually, because of the backup that's still out there.
The food bank also received 16,000 pounds of lettuce, cabbage, and green onions from California's Central Valley, food that never made it overseas because of the port shutdown. And the grocery chain Safeway couldn't get its 8 truckloads of milk, yogurt, cottage cheese, and other dairy products all the way to Alaska in time, so it donated the food to pantries in Seattle and Portland. A nonprofit group called America's Second Harvest, based in Chicago, has been coordinating the distribution of bananas and dairy products to food banks around the country. Senior Vice President Michael Halligan says the organization called food companies and offered to transport their perishable groceries for free.
We're scrambling a little bit to be able to cover the cost of those trucks, but we certainly didn't want to allow that product to go to waste.
So far, America's Second Harvest has spent $175,000 to ship the bananas. The latest truckload should be arriving at food banks today in South Dakota. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.